Duncan Patterson is the owner of the Bondi Dive Centre. It provides underwater training courses for those wanting to learn or become an expert in scuba and free diving. They're not only a place to learn to dive, though, now they're an online store. We chat with Duncan about how he got it up and running. Duncan, thanks for joining us.
No, you're welcome.
Our listeners might have picked up on a little accent there, Duncan, or at least they will as we get chatting. Let's step back quickly. You're originally from Scotland. How did you end up owning a scuba diving business on really the other side of the world?
Yeah, I mean, I lived in various parts around the world, born in Scotland, but then moved to Australia about 15 years ago, 2005, actually, Melbourne and then Sydney. And then, I mean, I used to wear a suit and a tie and go to work in the city. And I actually started diving when I moved to Australia. I wasn't a diver before that. And I was a customer here at Dive Centre Bondi. And I somehow ended up buying the business.
You caught the bug, as they say. Diving, Duncan, is very much an experience first business. As you know, it's a sport, it's a recreation, it's now a massive part of your life. There are ways you've been able to keep operating when you aren't actually able to go diving.
Yeah, of course, we can't run any dive courses or any of our organized diving trips or, you know, trips away and things like that. So we've been restricted to just click and collect stuff, really. So people buying equipment from us, buying masks, snorkels, you know, things so they can get out and be in the ocean, and renting equipment and getting their equipment serviced whilst they're sort of stuck at home in lockdown. That's really what we've been limited to for the last, whatever it's been, 10 weeks.
Yeah, 10 weeks for those in Sydney. So obviously, Duncan, moving online has been quite important. How have you managed that transition?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think we would have done it nearly as well as we have if it wasn't for Square. And we sort of, well, Miguel, actually, my offsider, and he's been the man, the main man in implementing the whole system. In April, we sort of launched our new point of sale system through Square. And then Miguel's been working hard with the team to get the website up and running. And of course, doing it on Square has meant that the website talks to our point of sale and our inventory here in the store. To be honest, without that, we would never have, you know, I don't think we would have done as well as we'd done in the last, you know, 3 months, 2 months.
I'm sure you didn't quit your job in the city, Duncan, to sit behind a computer and work out a point of sale system. So making it easy was probably key.
Yeah, I kind of like it. But, you know, the guys at Square have kind of made it pain-free, I guess. They minimize the pain of changing systems. Nobody ever wants to do it in a business, right?
Yeah.
But the onboarding and the support was really good, actually. So that was a good experience. And now, of course, we've got the website as well with the online shop. And that's been critical in the last, you know, 2-3 months where people go shopping with their mouse because they can't roam the streets and browse inside shops.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there is plenty of people who listen to our podcast who run businesses who'll be really interested to know there's a platform that makes it super easy. I mean, we run one ourselves, and I can tell you changing tech platforms is about the most daunting thing you can do as a business owner. So if there's a way to make that transition easier, we're all in. Duncan, to finish up, let's talk about diving. You've scuba dived all over the world. I must confess, I was browsing your website and I saw you ran dive trips to the far south coast of New South Wales, to Naruma specifically. I was born and bred in that region. Tell me it's the best place to dive in Australia or the world.
Yeah, I have to say good things about Naruma. And of course, diving in Montague Island has its main attraction is that fur seal colony down there. And once you jump in the water and you're suddenly surrounded by 25, 30, 50 fur seals. It's an awesome experience and one that every diver should do for sure.
There you go. Any divers listening out there, once we're out of lockdown, head to Dive Bondi. I'll put a link to their website in your episode notes and book that trip in to Naruma. Duncan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much. Yeah, get vaccinated and come diving with us.
Absolutely. This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Square. For more on how to do more, grow more, and sell more online, head to square.com.